Hello and welcome to another episode of the Nerd Crew. I'm Mike and I'm what you might call pathetic. My parents tell me to get a real job, but I don't want to.
And I'm Jay, and I'm just really into movies. So into movies, in fact, that I own some of them.
And I'm Rich, and if you hear a loud beeping noise, that's just my insulin pump. Also, I love pop culture and movies.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Voy crag. Well, everyone, full disclosure, last week all of us attended the most important event in cinema history. Since the last one and until the next one, it was the premiere of Solo, a Han Solo story starring Han Solo story.
Gotta clap for that.
Gotta clap for it. Gotta clap for it.
Very cool.
Very cool. Gotta clap for Han Solo. Gotta clap for him.
Now, I couldn't help but notice that Lord and Miller were not there.
Yeah, but we were.
That's right, Mike. We did just attend the premiere of Solo, a Star Wars story, but we're not allowed to say anything yet. However, it was amazing.
That's right, Rich. We aren't allowed to say anything yet because the review embargo has not lifted, and that's standard practice for all of these films.
It's true.
But we do think it's very important to let you know that we were there, we saw the movie, but we can't say anything yet. The important part is that we let you know that we were there and you were not.
Yeah, we saw the movie, and what's the important takeaway that Jay is trying to get at is that we were there and saw the movie and you weren't.
The premiere of the film.
It was a star-studded event.
And we were invited.
The carpet outside was red.
Yes, and there was even a full-scale model of the Millennium Falcon. And it was in Hollywood, and we were there.
And what a great use of the taxpayers' money, by the way.
That's true.
Yes,
they closed off a street. I heard an ambulance couldn't get through to rescue a dying child, but, you know, that's okay.
I hope that they let whoever was in charge of that ambulance know that it was for Star Wars.
It was Star Wars. You know, the family, I'm sure they'll get over the death of their child because they were given free tickets, not to the premiere, unfortunately, but one of the later showings of the film.
Look, the ambulances get access to that road 364 days out of the year.
Very true, Rich.
Star Wars only wants one of them.
And you could say it was that child's fault for having a medical emergency on that day.
I believe he was hit by the limo carrying the stars to Han Solo, a Star Wars story.
Whoa. This changes nothing.
Well, enough about unrelated child accidents that had nothing to do with this premiere.
Very cool.
We're here to tell you in this video that we saw the movie, but we can't say anything about the movie.
Now are we allowed to even give our initial impressions on the film? Because...
Well, Rich, that's a very good question. I'm going to consult some notes that I wrote down earlier. Now, it's tricky. We are and we aren't. We are allowed to say that we are at the premiere, and if we love the movie, we are allowed to hint that it was amazing. But if we didn't like the movie, we are not allowed to say that it was bad in any way.
Oh, like that would happen.
And we're going to get to talking about absolutely nothing in detail, but first, we need to talk about something very serious. And that's erectile dysfunction.
Well, Mike, that sounds like a serious problem that affects millions of people.
That's right, Rich. Mainly men.
As you set sail into your 40s and 50s, do you find you're having a difficult time getting hard? Well, try Cialis once a day. It's a much better alternative to making your significant other dress up as Slave Leia yet again, especially in this cultural climate.
Or having her dress like a baby Ewok. I mean, like Palpatine. Dress like Palpatine. Oh, that was a close one.
Oh, Rich, Palpatine is so much worse.
Both of them are pretty bad. Is something wrong with you?
So your first thought was Ewok, and then to cover that up, your second thought was Palpatine?
You could have at least gone with a Gamorrean guard. Well, guys, I think that's enough from our sponsors for this video. It's time to get down to the heart of the matter, and that is... not talking about Solo, A Star Wars Story. And as we mentioned, last week we were at the premiere, and wow, what an unbelievable night.
That's right, Mike. It certainly was unbelievable. And you know what else is unbelievable? When you go to see your parents and they're acting a little bit confused. Their newspaper's in the fridge, they've put their cat in the dryer, and their car is parked upside down out in the lawn.
That's right, Rich. Not to mention that faint smell of urine in the air.
Yeah, so much urine.
So if you're an aging white male in his 50s and mom and dad are showing signs that they need a little bit of help, consider senior angels when it's almost time for heaven.
Okay, are we done? Are we fucking done with the sponsors? Can we finally start talking about Solo, A Star Wars Story?
Mike, this isn't a video about Solo, A Star Wars Story. It's just a video about how we saw Solo, A Star Wars Story. And shill a bunch of products.
Hint, the movie, it was...
What the fuck? What are you eating?
Denny's.
What?
Denny's, where you always get fantastic cuisine. But right now, you can get your very own Solo, A Star Wars Story, trading cards, and collector's cups. Mmm.
And today, we're debuting some of the Denny's menu items in a new segment I'd like to call Food Fight! In this corner, we have the Lightspeed Slam, which is the healthy fit option featuring egg whites scrambled together with fresh spinach and grape tomatoes. And you also get two turkey bacon strips, an English muffin, and seasonal fruit.
And in this corner, we have the Two Moon Skillet. Diced ham, fresh spinach, sautéed mushrooms and hash browns, topped with Gouda cheese sauce, cheddar cheese, and two eggs.
Wow, I'm loving it!
Jay, that's Burger King.
What is this? What the fuck is this?
It's Denny's. They gave us a check to show their Solo theme menu items while we gush about how much we like the movie.
No, I mean us, guys. We used to love talking about movies. We used to love talking about pop culture. We were always honest, and our opinions were never for sale. Now look at us. Look at yourselves. We look like fucking clowns. I'm sickened. I'm disgusting. Sitting here, lying, making excuses for Rian Johnson's terrible film. We all know deep in our hearts we hated it. But we have to lie and say that we loved it. It's fucking shameful. Sad.
Mike, what's wrong with you? Do you have low T? If so, you should really consider Androgel. Androgel 1.62% is a daily testosterone replacement therapy that can help bring your testosterone levels back to normal with daily morning use. It is used to treat adult males who have low or no testosterone due to certain medical conditions.
You know what? Fuck this. I'm quitting the Nerd Crew.
What? You can't quit the Nerd Crew?
Yeah, we're like the Beatles. If the Beatles were a bunch of talentless, uncreative middle-aged men that talk about Star Wars on YouTube for cash from low-quality chain restaurants.
No, Jay, I'm done. I'm going to go out and I'm going to get a real job, and I suggest that you guys do the same.
You know, Mike, if you need a real job, why don't you go to Monster.com, your online resources for job hunting tools.
Why, hello, Mr. Gibson. I'm calling you today to tell you that you may have been pre-qualified to be pre-selected to win an Alaskan cruise. All you have to do is... Oh, fuck, they hung up again. No one wants to listen to me talk anymore. On the internet... People used to love to listen to me talk about things they like or know. Now everyone just fucking hangs up on me. I'm just a failure. Big, fat, white failure.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I sure do miss talking about tentpole movies on the internet.
Hey, Mom, the elephant took a shit near the tentpole. Get out here and clean it up.
Now I just clean up elephant shit near a tentpole.
All right, our next question comes from DarthThanos613, who asks, how much more do DC movies suck than Marvel movies? 5 or 10 times more? Yeah, 5 or 10? Give or take? Okay, our next question comes from Movie Lover, who asks, do you think the next Star Wars movie will jump the shark? I guess? Sure. Sure, yeah, the next Star Wars movie's gonna jump the shark. Yeah.
Okay, my break is over now. Next call. Hello, Mr. Winfield. I'm calling you today to tell you that you may have been pre-qualified to be pre-selected.
Hey, look, I'm sorry, dude. I don't mean to be rude, but I was just heading out the door to take my kids to go see a movie.
Movie, you say? Well, if you don't mind me asking, sir, what movie are you going to see?
Oh, yeah, we're just going to see that new Avengers movie, Infinite War or something.
Very cool. And it's actually called Infinity War. If you don't mind me asking, sir, if I'm not prying too much, how old are your children?
Oh, my kids? They're 3 and 7.
Ooh, well, the 3-year-old might not quite understand what's going on, but for the 7-year-old, it's going to be very scary, especially the ending.
Oh, yeah, I heard some stuff about that ending there. You know, my kids, they usually get bored about 2 hours in. Is there a point where we should just leave the theater?
Absolutely. It's when Thor hits Thanos with the axe. Just leave then and tell your children that the Avengers won.
Gee, thanks, man. Hey, you just saved me a few hours with a crying 7-year-old. You know what? You should quit this telemarketing gig and like, review movies or something. You ever thought about that, mister?
Well, sir, it's actually a long story, but oh, he hung up. You know what? That man is right. I was made for something more than telemarketing and scamming people into timeshares. I was made to review movies on YouTube. And you know what, America? I don't even need to get paid for it. It's because pop culture is such an important conversation that we all need to be having, especially in these dark times. And to me, that is more important than any amount of money.
Solo, A Star Wars Story, comes out in just a few days, and I can't wait to talk about it in excruciating detail.
Oh my God, the fact that they introduced me as Han Solo.
Yeah, we can't talk about the details.
We have to talk about some of the things
that we love.
I thought initially he could possibly be Lando Calrissian from Harrison Ford. But it turns out Alden Ehrenreich is the perfect choice. He does such a
fantastic job as Lando.
So good in the role. Speaking of roles, I can't say enough.
And I know this shot about Donald Glover in the film Lando Calrissian.
I think anyone can find a film that's really a project.
Why are we all celebrating a character who's essentially a misogynist, guilty of sexual harassment and assault?
I like the sound of that.
Stop that.
Stop what?
Stop that. My hands are dirty.
My hands are dirty, too. What are you afraid of?
Afraid?
You're trembling.
I'm not trembling.
It's on the Do Not Talk About list. Are we cutting that? We're cutting that.